Today's daf is daf tezayin. We are in the Mishnah on the bottom of Tesvav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says Shavuos, so now we're being introduced to Shavuos. We heard a little bit about Shavuos, but obviously the Masechah is about Nedarim. So the Mishnah says Shavuos She'eni Yashen, a Shavuos that I will not sleep, She'eni Medaber that I'm not going to speak, She'eni Mehalich that I'm not going to walk. All those are Aser. Even though we saw with respect to Nedarim, these wouldn't be Chal, because and Nedarim not Chal on Davrishim but Mamash, not Chal on a Maisa, only on objects. A Shavuos is Chal, even on things that have no Mamash, even on an action. So for that reason, the Shavuos will be Chal. Then the Mishnah says, Karbon la'ochelcha, ha karbon sho'ochelcha, lo karbon la'ochelcha mutar. This is us getting introduced into some of the...
Didn't we say yesterday that Shavuos has to have the Shem Hashem?
So seemingly there's a Shem Hashem that's being mentioned here.
Oh, okay.
You can't just say, you can't just say Sheini Yashin. I assume there's a Shua.
No, it's a Shua Sheini Yashin, but we said yesterday that the site on that, you know, he has to say...
Well, the part of his statement is Shua Sheini Yashin? Oh, so that'll probably work, because remember we said that's a Yad. If you have like a part of a statement...
Oh, we have Yad for Shuas.
We have Yad for Shuas, yeah.
Also, aside from the Darim.
I'm guessing it's a Yad. That's my guess here. How are you going to say something?
No.
Oh, I thought, okay.
I realized, no.
Okay, so that's the first half of the Shavuah, and again, it seems that the Shem Hashem wasn't being used, but seemingly it's being effective vis-a-vis Yad. Then the Mishnah says a whole list of complicated languages, which is in the Dharma's a lot about trying to figure out what these mean, but let's read them again. Karbon lo ochelcha, ha karbon sho ochelcha, and thirdly, lo karbon lo ochelcha, mutter.
We learned this Mishnah.
It did we, yeah? We probably learned something which sounds similar to it. We mentioned a few times things that were similar. I'm not sure. I don't see it being quoted by the Masechta Shas earlier.
Yeah.
But so let's understand. So the first language is Karbon lo ochelcha. If you say that language, that will not be its mutter. That's not a lashon of a karbon, lashon of a neder, or a shua. I guess we're talking shua. It's not a lashon of a shua. Why not? So if you look at the Ran, the last line of the Ran on Tezvav Amud Beis, going on to Tezayin, he says Karbon lo ochelcha, ha karbon sho ochelcha, lo karbon lo ochelcha mutter. Why? Mishum dechi amar karbon lo chelcha. When you say the first statement that a karbon I will not eat, so what are you trying to accomplish here? E going to the top of Tezai now. E amrinon, if he's saying the bechaye karbon mishtabe, he's taking a shua on the life of instead of saying Hashem Hashem, you're saying karbon instead of Hashem Hashem. If that's your intention, the bechaye karbon mishtabe, shari, that's permitted. Meaning there's no shua. The karbon lav bar ishtubahu. You can't make a shua in the name of a karbon. You make a shua in the name of Hashem. So it can't be trying to take a shua in the shame of a carbon. So that's if that's the understanding, that certainly won't be a carbon, a shua rather. If your intentions are saying the carbon yehe mashlo ochel, that whatever I do not eat will be considered carbon, mishacha kamar na mishari, that's also permitted. The lo shavi iser carbon ela mashlo ochel. You're only saying that which you are not eating is a carbon, implying that which you are eating is not a carbon. So that either way won't be a shua. So if you're trying to make the carbon, the word carbon as the Shem Hashem, that obviously won't work. If you're trying to say, just taking it literally, carbon sho'ochelcha, sho'ochelcha, that implies that which you are eating is not a carbon. So that's the reason why that first statement is not a good shul. The second statement the Mishnah says is, ha carbon sho'ochelcha. So that too is not going to be an effective shtar. So if you look at the Ran here, continuing in the Ran, ha carbon sho'ochelcha, na mishari, that's also permitted, meaning it's not a carbon, Dechai carbon kamar, because you're trying to make a shvu in the name of carbon. David inish demishtabi beivlo mi dekamar. Person, apparently, people would take shvuas in the shame of a carbon. In the name of a carbon, I'm taking a shvu. That doesn't work because you're not saying any form of shame Hashem. Now, just to bring it to your question, the first half of the Mishnah, you said nothing. You said shvu sho lo yashin. That works. So it seems that it's better saying nothing sometimes than it is saying something that's incorrect. Okay. Okay, so that's the second statement that doesn't work. The third statement of the Mishnah was, lo carbon lo ochelcha. It sounds like a double negative. Not a carbon, that which I will not eat. Sounds like that which I will eat is a carbon. Right, so let's see how the Ran explains this one. The Ran says, lo li carbon lo ochelcha. Na mishar, this too is permitted, meaning there's no shvua here. Dechevin de belamid psucha kamar. You said la carbon. It's a little different girsa than we have. We have low carbon. His girsa says la carbon. Low carbon mashma. The same idea. La implies low. Velekel meimar de mechla la mashma. Ha mashi yochal ye carbon. You can't imply, you can't say that it implies that which you do eat will be a carbon. We're going to say that Rabbi Meir authored a Mishnah, and as we know quite well now, Rabbi Meir held less than Michalava Tashmehin. So lo carbon lo chalacha, that which I don't eat won't be a carbon. You cannot make any inferences about that which you are eating is a carbon. So for those reasons, the three statements will not be effective shvur. So Gemara now on the top of Tazayim and Aleph says as follows. Money Masisin, who authored a Mishnah? Rabbi Meir, he, like the Ran alluded to us. Rabbi Meir authored a Mishnah. How do we know Rabbi Meir authored a Mishnah? D'i Rabbi Yehuda, then lo shani le carbon, lo shani le ha-carbon. Rabbi Yehuda does not distinguish between carbon and ha-carbon. Our Mishnah only says ha-carbon is not a good shvua. But if you say carbon sho'ochelcha, that will be a good carbon. If you're saying that which you're eating is a carbon, that is a good shvua, according to Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda says there's no distinction, so he couldn't have authored our Mishnah. Gemara said, okay, is it really true? Because apparently, I don't remember this, but apparently Rabbi Meir did make such a distinction, Rabbi Yehuda did not. I'm not seeing a Ron here to explain that to us. Okay. But then the Gemara says, if Rabbi Meir really authored our Mishnah, look at the Seifa. Ema Seifa, the Seifa says, la carbon lo ochelcha, we said was mutter. V'hatanam, but doesn't our Mishnah, the Mishnah we saw earlier a few days ago, say, la carbon lo ochelcha, Rabbi Meir actually says, oser. And on that, Amar Rabbi Abba Nasa Omer Lekarbon, Fichach Lo'ochelcha. If you say that language, Lekarbon Lo'ochelcha, it sounds as if, Rabbi Meir says Aser, because it's if you're saying, that which I'm eating should be like a carbon. So here we're saying, Lekarbon Lo'ochelcha is Mutter. And if Rabbi Meir authored a Mishnah, he says elsewhere, that language is actually going to be Aser. So the Gemara says, what we already answered earlier, a few days ago, Lokasha, hadamar likarbon, hadamar lo likarbon, dlo have a carbon kamar. So it depends how you're saying. If you're saying la, that implies lo likarbon. If you're saying li, it means likarbon. So if you say likarbon, the previous mission was likarbon lo yelcha, likarbon, that sounds like it should be a carbon. But now you're saying lo likarbon, sounds like it should not be a carbon. So for that reason, that's a distinction between those two mishnas, and there is no stira, and in fact, Rabbi Meir is the author of our mission. Okay, very technical. We're going to come across these a lot more as we go through the Masechta, but that's, I think, enough for now for this topic. The new Mishnah says, Shvua lo ochelcha. If you say a shvua that I will not eat, ha shvua sho ochelcha, or you say this is a shvua that I will eat, or lo shvua lo ochelcha aser, or not a shvua that which I will not eat, all those three will be effective shvuas. So let's look at the Ran, to explain each of these statements. The Ran says, Masnisin, halfway down the Ran, Shvua lo ochelcha, ha shvua sho ochelcha, lo shvua lo ochelcha, these are all aser. Mishum de shvua lo ochelcha, mashma be shvua lo ochelcha. It sounds like a shvua that I will not eat. So that's why the first language works. The shvua that I will not eat is a very clear shvua. What about ha shvua sho ochelcha, the shvua that I will eat? Hachi mashma, the implication of this is, you can't explain it to say that you're trying to take a shvua in the name of a shvua. People don't speak that way. People don't say, I'm making a shvua in the name of a shvua. You don't say that. So it can't be interpreted that way. So therefore, you're saying, a shvua that I will eat. And then the third case is, even if it says, even if you read it as, that's also aser. Even though the word la implies lo, you can't make these implications. Okay, so there's not that much help here. You have to. It's really about how to interpret each language. There's no like really clear cut, explanation for all these cases. But for some reason, these three are all considered good shvuas. Again, shvua she'olachalcha means a shvua I will not eat. Ha shvua she'olachalcha, or shvua that I will eat, is going to be aser, different type of shvua. And the last one is, lo l'shvua lo'olachalcha, not a shvua that I will not eat, is aser as well, because it sounds...
The last one sounds like...
It's a lamed shvua.
Ma she'olachal etzlecha, lo ye'asur bo b'shvua. What I won't eat from you won't be aser through a shvua.
I thought it's saying lishua, we're reading it as lishua, that it's a shua that I will not eat it.
You're talking about which one now?
The third one.
When he says lo shua lo ochal lecha?
Yeah.
According to our scholar, he's saying ma she lo ochal etzlecha lo yasur bishua.
Aha. That which
I won't eat from you will not be asur.
But that which I will eat from you will be asur.
Which means that what I will eat from you, it will be asur.
And the Ran says, even though Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of this thing, right, he'll agree here that it will be aser. This case is aser. Okay.
So
that's the rest of the round. The round explains why this is. Even though in general Rav Meir doesn't make these implications, by Shvu he does. And go back to that round. You see halfway down, Vinir Be'enai, where we stopped in the round.
Yeah.
He said, Vinir Be'enai, the Hainu Taima, what's the reason why Rav Meir here allows this implication to work by Shvu? Mishum Dahab Maskinim Besof Perk Shvu Sa'idus. We saw this round already, or a similar round earlier, that's only with respect to Mamona, Inami Bi'isur Dis by Mamona, or some type of hybrid of Mamon and Isser. Aval Bi'isur Greda Islai, but a purely Isser, like a Shvuah here, and Vinidarm Isser Dis by Mamona, and sorry, let's hold off a second. Aval Bi'isur Greda Islai, like the Shvuah, it will be Chal. What about Nidarm? Nidarm Isur Isle Bamona and Ninu Mishum Lo Mishkachas Babalochapsa Daha Inin Chal El Devashim Mamamish Aval Shuos Einon Ela Isura Greda Shu Chal Al Begufo. The Chayman Isura Greda, since Shua is a pure Isur, Ninu Afil Rabbi Meir Moda Damina Behain Bechal Lava Teshmehain. So we saw this discussion earlier in the Sech with Iran and the other Rishonim, how to categorize Nidarim and Kedushin and other topics we discussed.
Are there any cases where you say O Michlal Ata Shomea Hen that it's a Chumra, not a Kula? Is there any case that Rabbi Meir holds it as a, or it's always a Kula that it doesn't Chal?
Well, here it is a Chumra, meaning it is Chal in the case of Shvua.
No, that's because we say that, but I'm saying that's because he is using. But I'm saying in a case where Rabbi Meir says that he doesn't use Michlal,
it sounds like it's across the board, he doesn't hold it.
It's always for a Kula.
No, I would imagine even for
it's
Chumra.
It's always for it shouldn't be Chal. Is that what it is?
Well,
it's always. So that the nether shouldn't be chal or a shvah shouldn't be chal or mamon or so, but he never uses it that it should. Like, is there is never there is not an opposite situation where if you say it, then it's more chal or no if you hold of it.
Right. If you say a statement and the nether is chal based on a statement, he wouldn't make an implication that it would imply something else and to say the nether wouldn't be chal.
Right.
Meaning, I can't think of a case exactly, but it sounds like Rav Meir across the board, whether it's chum or lakula,
he
does not hold to the concept by mamon. Okay, the Gemara now says, Michlal, what the mission implies is dehashua sheochelcha. That second statement he says, the second example that the mission uses, Michlal dehashua sheochelcha delo achilna mashma. It sounds like a shvua that I will not eat. Even though he says shvua sheochelcha, a shvua that I will eat, it means that I will not eat. That's what it really means. I will not eat this food. That seems to be the implication. That shvua sheochelcha means I will not eat. The Gemara asks Raminhu, however, we have a Gemara that tells us in shvuas, shvuas shtayim shein arba. It's really a Mishnah in shvuas. I thought this was a Mishnah. I thought the first Mishnah in shvuas. It's quoting from shvuas daf yotes. Okay. I thought it was a mission, the first mission, Shavuos. But either way, Shavuos, Shaim, Shein, Arba. There are two Shavuos, which really is broken down into four different Shavuos. What are these four Shavuos? Sheochel, Shelo Ochel, that I will not eat, that I will eat, or I will not eat. Shechalti, Shelo Achalti, that I did not eat, that I did eat, or I did not eat. These are four types of Shavuos. Person could say, I'm taking a Shavuos that I will not eat this bread, or you can take a Shavuos, I will eat this bread. Or you can take a Shavuos that I ate the bread in the past, or you can take a Shavuos that I did not eat the bread in the past. These are the four permutations of Shavuos that we have. Now, Gemara says from that Mishnah, that Gemara in Shavuos, mi de ka'amar shlo ochal, she'achalti v'shlo achalti, michlal de she'ochalcha de'achil namashma. So from the very fact that the Braisa there says, where is she'ochal? What's that gear to change there? It's v'she'ochal v'shlo ochal. That we separate she'ochal and shlo ochal as two separate cases, that implies that she'ochalcha means achilna, that I will eat as opposed to I will not eat. Meaning if the word ochalcha, like we just interpreted in our Mishnah, shvu she'ochalcha, really means shelo ochalcha, so how could the Mishnah Shavuos say that there's two different things, there's she'ochalcha and then there's also shelo ochalcha? Really the word she'ochalcha should also mean shelo ochalcha, should be the two the same thing. The fact that they separate that clearly implies that she'ochalcha means as it sounds, she'ochalcha, that you will eat. But our Mishnah implies that she'ochalcha means shelo, that you will not eat.
So they bring this Mishnah just to make a diuk from the Lashon of that there is she'ochal and shelo ochal.
Exactly.
We forget about she'achalti, shelo achalti, it's just...
That's just the whole statement.
Right. It's just saying that there is really two Lashonos. One is she'ochal and shelo ochal.
Exactly.
So if we say in she'ochal, why do we say that it's shelo ochal?
Exactly.
That's the question.
Right. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye answers, she'ochal shtei Lashonos mashma. It could be interpreted in two different ways. Hayu misarvin bo lechol, if they're trying to convince him to eat, to come eat, you know, eat by me, have the meal by me. Amar achilna achilna, okay, he said, I'll eat, okay, leave me alone. The suen, he adds further and says, shrua shochel, I'll take a shrua, I'll eat with you, okay? That clearly means the achilna mashma, because since he was saying, I'll eat, the shrua that he takes afterwards is just solidifying his statement of ochelcha. So you interpret it as saying, I will eat. In contrast to aval amar lo achilna lo achilna, he says, no, I really don't want to eat. Just leave me alone. I don't want to eat with you guys, just leave me alone. And he says, you know what? I'm going to make this a little stronger. I'm going to make a shrua about eating. That clearly means dilo achil nekamar. He's just strengthening his previous statement. So again, when it's accompanied by a clear statement of eating or not eating, that's how you interpret the context.
Not such an easy.
That's it. And then the question becomes:
that there is a lot of happening here because here the art school has a lot of stuff.
Uh huh. Okay. There are some runs here. I see on the next page.
And the rush also, they bring the rush. Yes.
Okay, we could look through that. But the face reading of the Gemara is that it depends on what his response is, and then the Shua is qualifying, strengthening his response. Now the question still becomes: what's unanswered in this Gemara is what if he didn't have a previous statement? The guy says to him, "Come eat by me," and he says, "I'm taking a Shua to eat." So then there's no context to talk about. How would you interpret in that case? So there, Abai doesn't really suggest anything.
The Rosh says, "Bishvua ye alai im ochal etzlecha," meaning that's how he answers it. That if a shua should follow me if I eat on you. That's why how he understands that he says.
A shua will be on me if I eat by you.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
That's the Rosh. And then it seems that the Meiri and they say that shua alai mashe ochal. He's saying they add mashe.
Uh huh. Okay, so I see a lot. There's Tosos here, and there's a Rush here. There's a lot to talk about. Let's just take it at the face value for now, I guess. That's all Abai's answer. Rav Ashi suggests, Rav Ashi Amar She'ochel D'Shvua She'i Ochel Kamar. The difference is whether you say She'ochel, because here he says She'ochel, it sounds like She'i Ochel, that I will not, E is Lashon not, E She'i Ochel, I will not eat Kamar. As opposed to the Gemara, the mission Shavuos, not talking about Shochel, even though it says Shochelcha, that's not really what he said. I guess that's how we're interpreting it. Let's see if there's a Ron here. No, I don't see a Ron there. Is it Mefarish here? So I guess you have to somehow say the Mishnah Shuas is where there is no She. It's just Ochelcha. Okay, that's how you have to interpret it. So the Gemara says, on Rav Ashi, Imkein Pshita, if you said She'i, that's obvious. She'i means we know how to read Hebrew. He means no. So it's obvious that he means She'i Ochel, that you will not eat. So the Gemara says, Mai Lameimer, what's it coming to teach us here? Mao the same, what would you have thought? Make him lishnahi de iskale kamashmalam. What do you mean make a lishnahi? So here I just saw Ron in the Amud Beis here. If you see the Ron in Amud Beis, Tess Ayin Beis, he's jumping ahead a little bit here. It's around 10 lines from the top. The Ron says, make him lishnahu kolomar sheherich be'alef. He extended, he elongated the aleph, v'nir komer she'i ochel. V'teisuk adaitin nehachi lefishein derech ben adam lomar she'i ochel ela. So if he said she ochel like that, so it sounds like maybe he means she'i, maybe not. Some people like to extend it the way they speak. He didn't really mean she'i. People would otherwise say shelo, so maybe you would interpret it as not she'i. Maybe it means she ochelcha. The chiddush is no, he meant it literally at she'i, and that's why he extended the alf. It meant not to eat.
And because in those days they didn't have tape recorders, so probably it was pretty hard to review what he really said.
That's true.
Nowadays you just replay.
Yeah, there are definitely cases I've never been to, but I've heard of weddings where something strange happened under the chuppah, and they called for a review, and they went back to the video guy to see exactly what had happened. Did he say the right words? Did he not say the right words? So there are cases like this. So we have it. You throw the flag and you get your call. Okay, fine. So that's the Gemara. That's sort of Ashi's suggestion. The difference between the Mishnah here and the Mishnah Shavuos. So then the Gemara says, Abai lo amar tam kirvashi. So why did Abai not give Ravashi's answer of She means She'i? Dilokatani she ochel, because the Mishnah doesn't say she'i ochel. The Mishnah says she ochel. So why would you interpret it as she'i? So it's pretty easy to understand why Abaye doesn't give Rav Ashi's answer. Rav Ashi nadi mintam debaye. Why Rav Ashi? Very strange lashon nadi. So the Mefarsh says nadi means nadud v'sur mitame. He distanced himself from the reason of Abaye. Why? Kesavar shelo ochel nami mashma shtei lashonos. The word the term shelo ochel also could be interpreted as one of two ways. If they're hayu masavrim bo lechel, people are saying come eat by us. Vamar lo ochalnu, lo ochalnu. He says I'm not going to eat. Vamar nami shvua, and he says a shvua. Bein sheochel, bein sheloochel. Whether he says a shvua sheochel or shvua sheloochel, hadin achil namashma. Let's skip a line there. Hadin achil namashma. Hadin achil not should be sheloochel not should be. No. He's saying I will not unless there's a girsa change earlier. Let's see. There's a test. Yeah, the way the Ran interprets it, it should be, and he says, achilna, I will eat by you, I will be eat by you, and then he says, shvua, whether he says a shvua she'ochel, or whether he says a shvua she'lochel, both ways merely clearly means, hadin achil namasha, he means, damar, he's clearly making shvua on that which he said previously, which is, I will eat by you. So,
Because lo achina, lo achina is beleshon tmiya.
That's after in red, that's the rush says that.
Okay.
So it is very confusing. Now, the equal to there, those who give the answer, Nami, Lishna Shua Shlo Ochel, Shua Dilo Achilna Kamar. Aha. So the problem is here. So now that above we were saying when a person says shvua she'ochelcha, it can be interpreted in two ways. But also when it says shvua shelo ochelcha, it can also be interpreted in one of two ways. It could be interpreted to be shvua that I will not eat or shvua that I won't eat by you. So the Gemara therefore again this is very confusing, of course. But the Gemara says elo tana paska she'ochel dachilna mashma v'shelo ochelna lo ochel mashma. So rather, the Rav Ashi therefore concludes that the psak, the final conclusion is that there's no difference. Whenever a person says she'ochalna, it means I will eat. When a person says she'ochal, it means I will not eat. And for that reason, Rav Ashi says he did not like Abaye's understanding that there are two ways to interpret the languages. He rather gave his answer to say that she means she'i.
I think what it's saying is that there's two ways to interpret the words that he said before the shvua also.
That's what it's saying.
Like he can say, they say, come to it. So he can say, lo achilna, lo achila. Or you can say, lo achilna, lo achilna. Right. Of course I'm going to eat, you understand? So since you can see those words also both sides, also the shua can be seen on both sides.
But which is interesting, you assume they would use inflection also in questions and answers like you just did. So it would be clear from the way he said it, it would indicate what his intentions are. If you wrote it on a piece of paper, like a text message could oftentimes be misunderstood because there's no sense of question, unless you put smiley faces after you write the joke or something. It's hard to read these things, but...
Maybe he was a monotone guy.
It could be a monotone guy. Okay, fine. So, very technical, Amud. The mission now says in the bottom, Zechomer b'shuvos mi'bin nedarim. The following is going to be the severity of shuvah has above a nedarim, and chomer b'nedarim b'shuvos. And nedarim also has its certain stringencies that don't exist by shuvah. Ketzat. Amar konim sukkah shani osei. Person says, "I'm making a nether." Konim is we saw this already. Is lashon kinoi. I'm making a nether that I will not make a sukkah. Lulav shani dotel. Lulav I will take. Tefillin shani maniach. The tefillin I will wear. B'nedarim aser b'shuos muter she'nish ban lavor al mitzvos. So shuos is not chal because we can't make a shuah. We'll see why shuos is not chal on a mitzvos, but nedarim is chal on mitzvos. Okay. Now what's interesting here about the language here of the Mishnah, the way it says the lashon of sukkah, it says sukkah shani osta. So there's really no mitzvah building a sukkah. Obviously, you need to build a sukkah to sit in the sukkah. The mitzvah is the sitting in the sukkah, not the building the sukkah. There's the Gemara in the end of sukkah talks about saying a bracha in a sukkah, perhaps saying a shechianu when you build a sukkah. We don't pass in that way, but luckily we do pass in that way. We just don't do it. We wait to say shechianu when we sit in the sukkah. But this mishnah here seems to indicate there's a mitzvah even in the building of the sukkah.
According to article, he's really meaning the aser ala yeshivat hasukkah. Here it says, Rav Yehoram minahar v'shita mekubetzet v'yayin gemara de amar yeshivat sukkah alay.
I see that here also. But you might have to reinterpret that. But at face value...
Face value, it is like that.
Exactly. It means to build the sukkah. Let's see. Yeah, see, they're interpreting it in the back also like that. That means to sit in the sukkah. Now, the Hemak Shela is the Netziv, Netziv's comments on the Shiltos. He says, how could that work? If I'm saying Shani Osa, how can we interpret that to mean that it means I cannot sit in the sukkah? It's
right.
Two different languages. So he says the klal, that we haven't seen this yet in Nedarim, but we will see this. Mishum b'nedarim holchin achla shum b'yadam. We always follow after what people say. So apparently when people would say, I'm going to make a sukkah, what they really mean is I'm going to sit in the sukkah.
Uh-huh.
That's his intention.
So holchin. That's interesting, because here it adds that, because in the parsha it says, Chag HaSukkot ta'ase lecha shivat yamim.
And that means yeshiva.
Okay. So it's using the same lashon as...
It also means a siyah there, because the Gemara talks about building a sukkah.
Right.
It does talk about building, but I guess also means sitting it. Now, he quotes in the back here a number of Rishonim who ask a very interesting question. Why not simply say, Ase dochalos ase? I have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, I have a mitzvah to wear tefillin, a mitzvah to shake lulav. That ase should be dochalos ase of Nadarm. So that's the question they ask. So the Rajban Miri answer that the Nadarm has a los ase, but there's also an ase. The los ase we know already is lo yacha medvaro. You can't go against your nether. But there's also a mitzvah ase to keep the nether, which is the pasuk of kichol ayotzmi piv yase, keep your words. So an ase is doche los ase, but it's not a doche in los ase, sheyesh ba'ase. And for that reason, the Rishonim say it cannot be doche these mitzvahs. Then Muki Yosef says a different answer. He says that nedar machal in the cheft, as we've been seeing already. And the ase doche los ase is only when there's an iser gavra, when I have a maisa. So, for example, he gives back here, He does not give an example here. But let's say, for example, wearing shatnez on tcheles and shatnez. So the mitzvah tcheles is going to be doche the shatnez. You can wear wool and linen together. So when I put it on as a maisa, that's doche one. But to say when one's on the individual, one's on the object, those two cannot override the other. So I have a mitzvah to shake lulav, but this object is aser b'nedarim, says the Muki Yosef, and aser is not going to be docha lo sase in that situation. And apparently there are many, Rav Shimon Shkab has a whole explanation how this works. So those are some of the explanations here. Okay. Fine, let's go to the Gemara now. The Gemara says... Going into the top of Tezayin Abyss. Chomer, so the fact that the Mishnah says Chomer in regards to Shavuah, Mechlal de Nederhu, implies that it's a Neder. Aha, interesting. So he said, what was the example? Chomer min Nedarim. So whatever the example is that Shavuah is more Chomer than Nedarim, or Nedarim is more Chomer than Shavuah, it sounds like the less one will be Chal is just not as chomer. Let's see if we get a clear.
Because he didn't say it's only said one. He didn't go on both.
We know we did say we only gave an example of one direction. We spoke about the chomer of the nedarim, that nedarim's chal.
Right.
But the fact that we say chomer b'shvuos nedarim, if you look at Iran says on Tezayin Mabez, the first medium wide line down, he says mechlal de nederu. The fact that the shvuah is more severe than a nether, the nether, whatever case we're talking about, the nether will be chal as well. There will be an iser, it's just not going to be as severe as a shvuah. So we're being very theoretical right now. There are no examples. Does the Mefarish give an example? If you look at the Mefarish, the top, the Rashi there, that the following is going to be a stringency that exists by shvus but not by nedarim. Whatever case we're talking about, the nether will be chal. This is another ika midirbanam. So if you say carbon lo ochalcha, that shul will be chal, but by nether there will be an iser at least midirbanan el dilo laki midiraisa v'lo mechayv carbon shua ki heichad mechayv shuas. There will be no malchus, nor will there be any carbonos by the nedarim, but it still will be an iser. So that's the implication. It's more chomer, but nedarim still is kal, yet there's an iser. So the Gemara says v'ha mutter katani, but doesn't it say mutter? So I guess we're talking about the case of carbon. That case of sheshul ochalcha is aser we saw earlier, but if you said that same language by nedarim, it would be mutter. We saw it by right. That's what the Mishnah said by nedarim. It's mutter. So the Gemara says aseifa the idach bava katani. It's referring to another part, another Mishnah that says shvua she'eni yashin she'eni medaber she'eni mehalich aser zechom b'shus min b'nedarim. So even though the nedarim won't be chal in those examples, it still will be aser if you take such a nether. And that's what the Gemara is being medayik from our Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara now says chomer min nedarim b'shvuos, and nedarim are more severe than that of shvuos. Ketzad, how is it? An example that we said was that nishban al mitzvos, that shvuos is not chal on mitzvos, but you can make it a nether on mitzvos. So if kahana masni amar of gidal amar rav, if tuvuma masni amar of gidal amar shmuel, they had different girsos who said the following statement: minayin she'ein nishban la'avor al hamitzvos. How do you know that one cannot take a shvuah on mitzvos, or if one did take a shvuah, it will not be chal? Tamilomar lo yachel devaro. A person should not desecrate his word. Devaro lo yachel aval mechel hu lechefse shemaim. A person cannot desecrate his own language, but he can be mechel the chefse shemaim. That he can be, meaning there's no chil that takes place. You could say whatever you want about chefse shemaim, it just won't be chal. So let's look at the mefarish. You see the mefarish aval mechel hu lechefse shemaim. He says shim neder lavur alachas min mitzvos. If you take a neder on one of the mitzvos, ein shvua chal alav a shvua won't be chal. Umechel osa shvua, that shvua is already thrown out. It's not chal at all. The mushba v'omid hu lekaima. We already have a pre-existing shvua already backdated to Kabbalah Torah. Vein shvua chal alav yachal chal dvar. You can't have a shvua on top of already existing shvua. So that reason lo yachal dvaro is telling us that the shvua is not chal. Now, lo yachal dvaro, I thought it was in the context of nedarim, though. It says both in the pasuk says ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem, oh he shavah l'shua l'aser yitzal l'ashol lo yachal dvaro. So by both. So that begs the question. So if it's in the context of nedarim as well, so neder shouldn't be chal either. And that's the Gemara's question. Ma'ishna neder. So why neder? Why is neder not chal? Dechsev ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem lo yachal dvaro. Shvunami haksiv oh he shavah shua l'Hashem lo yachal dvaro. Wait a second here.
What are you reading now?
I was reading the Gemara.
It says Talmud Tomar lo yachel dvaro. Dvaro lo yachel aval mechel hu lechefse shemayim.
But that was supposed to prove us that shvua doesn't work, or that's supposed to prove that nedarim does work.
Shvua doesn't work.
So then I don't get the question here.
It also says
I get that, but the way the Gemara presents it, Maishna neder dechsev ish ki dor neder l'Hashem lo yachal dvaro.
Right, so then the Gemara is saying that there lo yachal dvaro seems. They're interpreting lo yachal dvaro literally that you can't be mechal.
What's the reason why the nether does fall?
Right.
Does apply to be
mevatel
mitzvah? That's the question.
So let's see. If you see that mefar the Rashi there, three narrow lines up, he says dichsev ki yidor neder lashem dafilu bechefse shemaim de lashem lo yachal dvar. Even a neder that has to do with the chefse shemaim mitzvos, one still cannot desecrate, cannot go against the words, meaning the neder is chal. So that's how, and we see in the pot, we saw the first drasha was how we know the shvua is excluded. This next statement, even though it didn't really address it that way, is telling us how we know a nether is included by chefse shemaim. So ask Gemara, shvua nami haksiv o hishava shvua l'Hashem lo yachal dvaro. If shvua lechefse shemaim should also be lo yachal dvaro. Why is there a difference?
Where does it say l'Hashem?
In the pasuk.
Oh,
you're right, it doesn't say the pasuk actually. It must be another pasuk here. No. Doesn't say it.
Where? Which pasuk?
It doesn't say Shua Lashem. It says Lashem. My gears on the side here change it. It should read. But also by Shua, it says O Lashem. Sorry, it said Lashem. O Hishavashua. And we're throwing the Lashem that it really was going on the Dharm, and now we're throwing it on top of Shua. Which is very strange.
I think it's just a limud that since it says another, it was supposed to also that the Shua is Lashem. I think that's what it's
called. And that's what the Ran says. The Ran says Shua Nami Haksiv O Hishava. The Lashem Kai Nami Hashiva Shua. Lashem's also referring to it. That's not Pashas of the Pasuk, I don't think. But that's the Kashayla of the Gemara. Interesting. Okay. So Gemara says, therefore, Amar Abaye says, Hadamar. So that's, we don't have an answer yet. So Abaye gives a different explanation, he explains the distinction here. Amar Abaye, Hadamar Hanas Sukkah Alai, Hadamar Shua Shalo Ahena Minas Sukkah. One is where I say I can't get Hana from the Sukkah, the Hana, this Hana of Sukkah is on me as a nether, and one is where you say Yeshua that I cannot get Hana from the Sukkah. So what's the difference here? So if you look at you see the Ran explains, Hadamar Hana Sukkah Lai, Hadamar Shua Shalo Ehenna Misukkah, Klamar Svar Hu De Lashem Lo Kaya Shua, El Achi Either Nether. It's a clear Svar that Hashem is only referring to the nether. Mishum De Nether, B'din Hu Shiachal Adavar Mitzvah. It's logical that the nether should be Chal on Adavar Mitzvah, Lefi Shehu Oser Al Atzmo Hana Sukkah, Shalashen Nether Kachu, V'imachin Es Adam Davar Aser Lo. A person can make a nether on an object. And then we can't force him to do the object if the object is ostracism. But Rishua is doing it's referring to his own personal obligations, so he cannot remove himself from his obligations. So in that chal mechefta, you can aser the chefta, and then mimei, once it's aser, you cannot partake in that mitzvah anymore. But Rishua is directly attacking the mitzvah that he has upon himself, that you can't get rid of. And that's the distinction, how at least the Ran is explaining the distinction according to Abaye.
So he can actually be osir on himself any sukkah in the world.
Exactly.
Doesn't have to be on a specific sukkah.
In theory, you could say that, right? You could say a specific one. Also, I assume you could say all sukkahs in the world. Interesting. There's interesting language that's found in the Rashi. The Rashi gives a similar explanation, but just a very interesting language he adds. I'm not sure if it's a kadiq or not. If you look at the Rush, where he says, Amar Abaye, Had Amar Hanas Sukkah Lach. By the nether, you're taking the sukkah, the chebs of the sukkah is upon me as an iser. Kolomar, he says, Hainu Taima, the Gabi nether, Darshina Michi Yidur Nether Lashem Shinadar Machalan Aladavar Mitzvah, it's falling on the object itself. Mishum Dechal Nether Oser Achefetz Alav. Hilkach, Eno Nira, Kinodil Vata Mitzvah. It doesn't appear. It sounds like it's an issue of Maras Ayin. It's an appearance, a perception. Eino nira kino de levatel mitzvah. Doesn't appear as if you're being levatel mitzvah. Sharei lo kabal al atzmo ela aser chefetz alav. You didn't say anything about yourself. You only said something about the object. Vein machilin ladam davar haaser lo. About kol lashon shvua hu oser atzmo melasas es adavar. You're forbidding yourself. You're prohibiting yourself from doing an action. V'chemin shu mechuv li alasas mitzvah lav kol kimina lehavki es atzmo mechiv mitzvah. And therefore, you cannot remove yourself from the obligation of performing the mitzvah. There's a slight diak in the way the Rashi says, it's nira, it's about perception. Sounds like maybe it's not really about, maybe Shavuot also in theory, Shavuot would be chal the mitzvahs, but it's just the issue of an appearance. Okay, I'm looking at the Tosafot has a whole shaila here also. Okay. Okay, he has the same exact chiluk, it seems, as the Rush and the Ran. Okay. Gemara now says, comes along Rava. Amar Rava. Rava says, Yuchi mitzvahs lehanos nidnu. A mitzvah is there for one to enjoy hana from them. What's this language of hana from the sukkah, from the shvu and the dharm? So let's look at the Ran to understand this question. The Ran says, Amar Rava, Yuchi mitzvahs lehanos nidnu. Rava lav atame de abai maksha. He's not troubled by the reasoning of Abaye. Devade Shaber Kamer, the reasoning, this distinction was very, very nice. The difference between the Chefs and the Gavra. El Alishna, he's bothered by the way he had said it, the language he used. Di Amar Hanas Sukala Yoshe Ba Yeshiva Shemitza Dimitza Lav Lehenos Nidnu. If you just say that I can't get Hana from this, so what's the big deal? Go sit in the Sukkah. Mitzvahs are not meant for Hana. You can't describe a mitzvah as getting hana. So if I'm sitting in the sukkah getting a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, that is not considered hana. You will not be violating the iser neder that you made. So again, he understands that he agrees to the distinction, but doesn't like the language of hana. So he therefore tweaks the statement and says, El Amar Rava, Rava there says, therefore says, Hadamar yeshiva sukkah alai, Hadamar yeshua shalo yeshiva sukkah. One case is where I'm saying I cannot sit in the sukkah as the object, that neder is chal. One is saying I, as a person, am not able to perform the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, and that type of shua will not be chal. The mitzvah of the Nelson who comes up in Rosh Hashanah, yeah.
In Rosh Hashanah, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's a big sugya for it. Okay.
But it doesn't come in Masoras Hashas, right? Because it's a different...
Yeah, I'm not sure why it doesn't, actually. That is strange. It's not used that often in Shas that he wouldn't quote it. I don't know. Okay, let's look at the Ron here. There seems to be an interesting Ron here. The Ron says... few narrow lines up, medium wide lines up. El Amar Rava Hadamar Yeshiva Sukkah Alai Hadamar Shelo Eshiva Sukkah. Even Tomar asks the Ran, V'chi Amar Yeshiva Sukkah Alai Mai Have Hadavar Shein B'Mamishu. We said before that a neder's not chal in yeshiva, an action. That's an action is ein b'mamish, and neder's not chal in that. So how does this work? Yeshlomar D'Halcha B'Mai Eskinun Kigon D'Amar Konim Sukkah Li Yeshivasa Alai. He says the object, the sukkah, is hands off for me to sit inside of it. So he's focusing on the object of the sukkah, and that will be chal. The Rava lo chayish latuta el lashon hana tamar abayit. Rava was only concerned about the hana aspect. He wasn't focused on the mamashis part. But einachanami says the Ran, the bomer sukkah lishios askin has to be in the case where you're focusing on the object. Just like when you say sleep doesn't work, but if you say my eyes from sleep, that will be a good neder. About Tosos, he quotes, says amru shafilu amar konim yeshiva sukkah lai mahani. Even that language will be an effective nether. You have to just mention it. You don't have to clarify. You don't have to designate that the nether is on the object. But as long as you mention the chefetz, it's good enough.
He says, I'm not going to sleep on this bed.
Exactly right. That would also be good, right?
That
that might be. Right, the sleep right. And the bed just qualifying where the sleep will take place. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Okay. Let's read a little further in this, the Ran. Ran says, Lefi ma d'amrinam b'perek lefi zeh, according to this, ma d'amrinam b'perek afal pin the Gemara in Ksubas, who b'perek basit the mechilt in the end of our Masechta, gali makdish ma'isa yidei ishto, person's makdish any ma'isa yad of any of her actions that she does, any of the work that she produces, it will be hektish. The makminin b'omer yikatsha yidei lo sein has to be a situation where you makdish her hand, because you need for nether to work, has to be on mamashus, lav dafka b'omer. It doesn't have to be saying that way. Ela nasek omer kamerit as if came chitzkias yadayim. It says, he has a question. The question is, the Gemara itself wants to know, how could you be makdish ma'isa yadayim? Ma'isa yadayim are not considered... it's a davar sheish b'mamish. So they say, no, we're being makdish her hands. That's davar sheish b'mamish. But you have to makdish the hands. So according to Tosafot Shitas, he said, no, you don't have to makdish the hands. You have to say, ma'is yodeh that come from her hand is good enough for neder to be chal. So just to fit into his interpretation. Then he asks, at the end, the Ran says, Vim Tomar, Vafilu kiyamar yeshiva sukkah lai, even if you say that the sitting of the sukkah is upon me as an iser, Lama asar yeshiva shel mitzvah. Why is yeshiva shel mitzvah asar? Ha kevan de mitzvahs lav lehenos ninu harei eno nana min hasukkah klal. You're not getting any hana from this. So even if you asar it, and even though you change the language of hana or not hana, still if I sit in the sukkah, I'm not violating anything. The only time there's iser neder is if I'm getting some type of hana from this. Tir to betosos the mikomakom kevan shasar yeshiva asar lav al pish ein bo hana khal. No, the Tosafot said you don't need hana. For nether, for you to violate nether, doesn't mean that you have to get hana to violate the nether. You say a nether, and you violate it, even though there's no hana, there's an iser involved. Ulfize, according to this, says the Ran, Amar konim zrikas tura liyam alav aser. If I say I cannot throw a rock into the water, that's aser. Af pish ein lo bezrikaso hana, aser lezorkan. I get no hana by throwing a pebble into the water, but still you violated what you said, you violated the nether, and therefore it's going to be chal, and there will be an iser. Mihu says dafka b'mefarish yeshiva sukkah ozrikas tzur. Only if you specify sitting the sukkah or throwing the rock. Aba ba'omer konim suk alai, konim tzara zeh alai, yoshiv yeshiva shemitza zorek osa tzara, shenaser boliam imratza. If you don't specify the action, you just specify the object, therefore that would be mutter. Then, if you don't specify the action, then seemingly you're only prohibiting yourself from hana, from the object. But since singing the sukkah, there's no hana, and since throwing a rock is no hana, it would be permitted to do those. Okay, fine. Let's continue going. I think we can still go to the top of the mission design, maybe. Still have 15 minutes.
We have a lot of
time. A lot of time, okay. There's probably a lot in the back here on this, I imagine, also. Okay, let's continue. The Gemara says, is there a Tosos here, a Rashi here? No. Okay. So the Gemara says now at the bottom of Tezayin Beis, V'she'ein nishban la'avo ha'mitzos mehacha nafka, mehalsam nafkale. This concept we just brought above, that how do we know that you cannot take a shura, at least a shura is not chal on a mitzvah? We learn that from the pasuk lo yachal dvaro, dvaro lo yachal v'amechal chepse shemayim. So is that really learned from that pasuk? We learn from a different pasuk, mehalsam nafkale, detani, the Braisa tells us that yachal nishba levata is a mitzvah lo bital yachal yechayim. A person says, I'm taking a shul that I'm going to be mevatel the mitzvah, I'm not going to wear tefillin today. And he's not mevatel it, I mean he wears tefillin, he goes against his shul. One would think he should be chayiv for violating the shul that he made. The Gemara says, going on to the top of Yudzayin, Tamil Lomar, Lahara, Olehatev, the pasuk says, when describing a shul. The whole pasuk says on the side here, this is in the end of Parshas Vayikra, O nefesh ki sishova levatev b'sasvayim, when a person makes a shul with his lips, whether it be for good or for bad, he forgets the shvua at the time, violates the shvua, and then he remembers he has to bring a carbon. So what does it mean, for good or for bad? For bad or for good, rather. Explain the Gemara, just like the good we're speaking about in the pasuk is a voluntary type of good act, so to the evil we talk about in the pasuk is a voluntary evil act. Yatza to exclude a nishvah vata to mitzvah lo bitel shein harishus biyado, as opposed to a mitzvah which is an obligation, a chovah, it's harishus, that will not be chal, the shul will not be chal. So how do we know though that we're talking about lahara lahete is referring to rishus? How do we know that hatavas we're talking about rishus? So let's see. Oh, exactly right. There we go. I knew I was missing something. The Gemara on the bottom, the footnote on the bottom here quotes the Gemara in Shuas, says, how do we know that we're talking about a davar rishus, not a davar mitzvah? And the Gemara says, the extra word, I'm reading this in the bottom here, the extra word, O, comes to include a shuah that sheish ba hatava acherim, for other people. Alright, so I'm not getting the whole picture here. The Gemara learns from the extra word, it must be referring to a davar rishus. So just like hatava is referring to a davar rishus, so too, by connection, hara has to be hara of rishus. To exclude a davar mitzvah, that a shul will not be chal in davar mitzvah, which is a chova, not a rishus.
He also only mentions the Gemara in shuas, it doesn't explain
it. It quotes a lot of the shuas here, but you need some Peirush Rashi, I think, to really appreciate it. So, in the end of the day, we have two different psukim. We have lahara lehetev to tell me that the shul is not chal mitzvah. And we have earlier, we said, the lo yachal dvaro tells us shul is not chal mitzvah. Why do we need two different psukim? Answers the Gemara, chal krot lemiftere min karbon shvua, chal lemiftere min lav dishvua. One is to exempt the person from, if he takes a shvua and a mitzvah, to exempt him from bringing a carbon if he did it b'shogeg, and the other pasuk is telling us to exempt him from violating the law and being putter from Malkos, we did it, b'mezid. Right, just I think the Rashi explains this nicely. The Rashi says four lines from the top, Chad Kra, Kai Asi Lemiftre Mikarbon, Shuab, the Ha Krai Lahara Lehetev, Bikarbon Mari. The context of the second pasuk is in the end of Parshas Vayikra, is talking about Karbanos, bring a carbon. So that pasuk is excluding us from, there's no need to bring a carbon when you make a Shuah on a mitzvah. Idach, the other one of Lo Yachal Dvaro, the Balav Marich, dealing with the Lav, the source of Malkos, that pasuk is Asil Miftri Min Alav, the Shua, telling us that if a person takes a Shua on a mitzvah, he's potter from getting Malkos based on that pasuk. So each pasuk is consistent with the context here.
Here it says that he gets malchus of because of Shavua Shabbos.
Exactly. I was about to say that. Tosa says it. If you look in Tosa says that the first Tosa is on Yizayim and Aleph. He says Chad lemiftrei mikarben shvua, Chad lemiftrei bilav the shvua milo yachel. If you make a shvua on a mitzvah, there's no violation of lo yachel in meichel dvaro umikayim a mitzvah. If you keep the mitzvah, about mikol makom ain't a patim shvua the din shvua levatel mitzvah. You do get a violation for saying a shua shav, a shua in vain. Right. Okay. Fine. The Rush, rather, also alludes to the Gemara and Shuas that tells us that's the source how we know Hatava, it's just referring to a Hatava l'Rishus. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here a little early.
Baruch.
Baruch to you.